Part 1. Radiant Realities. Reasons for the Hope Within. In our brief conversation yesterday, you described a shakiness or weakness which was getting you down. When I reminded you that there was a spiritual remedy for putting you on your feet, you asked, "What is it?" Quite confident all the while that I could not tell you. Well, I can at least offer some useful hints, and the purpose of this letter is to do so. You feel within yourself a certain energy at work. Life is its name. You are acquainted with it not only in your inner self, but in the outward world, because life is everywhere on display. It always was. It always will be. This means that life is beginningless, endless, diseaseless, ageless. It does not exist as an abstraction. It exists in expression, and man is the highest expression. It bodies forth in you and becomes you. In so doing, it retains its inherent qualities of health, radiance, and eternality. Thus do these properties become your properties, and thus does sickness become a stranger to your habitation. The shakiness you complain of, therefore, lacks genuineness. All disease and all distress and all limitation lack genuineness, which explains why they can be overcome. Each and all of them are misinterpretations of reality, because reality is cast in the mold of health and perfection. The lever by which you overthrow them is the truth briefly stated above. Truth, though, is not so much a lever as it is the solvent which dissipates mortality and sets men and women free. You are already beginning to suspect that the shakiness you mention is mesmeric, a misunderstanding of your actual condition. For whatever you may suppose or argue yourself into, the unchanging fact is that yours is a life that neither sickens nor weakens, since it is self-existent and self-sufficient, never made and never expendable. It is none other than the Almighty dwelling in you. You and He are one, and fortunately, He is the One. Maybe you do not get all of the foregoing at the first glance. Well, read it again and again. This is the way you did when you went to school, is it not? You took on faith those parts you could not understand, faith in what the book or the teacher said. Most education begins this way. Then amplify these statements. Reason them out to yourself. Since you are nearly always talking something, silently for the most part, why not elect to voice that which is stimulating and strength-producing? That shakiness has been, very largely, produced because you have been arguing for it, quite unconsciously most of the time, it is true. You have gone into reverse instead of talking sensibly and healthfully. Now is the time to change your conversation and talk at least as discreetly to yourself as you do to others. Try it a few days and let me have the results in your next letter.